So we heard from some ex-college students earlier, and as we know, in college years, you tend to do stupid things. And when I was in college, after my freshman year, my friend Josh Hirsch, whatever you want to call him, he lived in Philadelphia, and we were super pumped because we had tickets to see James Taylor in concert. And I don't know about any of you, but I love James Taylor. And we were pumped. And we were also potheads. So when the first day I got there, we decided to go to his friend's house, and we all got all of our pot, and we had all of our pieces, and we were all really excited. And so the night before the concert, we decide, it's me, him, another college friend who ended up being a roommate of mine, which I'm sure you can imagine was a great situation for my grades, and a friend of his from back home. We decided to take a 10 p.m. night walk in the suburbs of Philadelphia, which is just stupid. We park outside of this park, and we're smoking and giggling and doing our thing. And we're outside of the park, and we see a cop car pull out and take a left, and not even towards us, but just going away. But, of course, we're high as hell, so we're freak out. So my friend Hirsch is driving, and so he turns the car on, thinking he's going to slip away. And he drives out, and it's like basically 27 seconds before we see cop lights behind us and we're pulled over, and we're like, shit. So of course, you know, cops take 10 minutes before they come to your car because they want to make you piss your pants before they even approach you. And so we're hiding everything in the fucking curves and the cushions and in our, I don't know, whatever we want to do. And the cop finally saunters over real slow. And he takes his flashlight and looks in the front. I was in the back right seat. And he shines his light in and he says, "Well, the two in the front look fine, but the two in the back are high as shit." And my friend Max is in the front right, the passenger seat. And he asked him to roll his window down. And Max is a great guy, but he has a tendency to be a little defensive, a little defiant when he doesn't need to be, as we all do at times. And immediately when the cop asks him, "Are you high, sir?" He says, "No, of course. Why would you think that? Your eyes are red. Well, that doesn't matter anything." And he says, "Let me see in your bag." "No, that's against my rights." And at first I'm thinking, "Max, you're an idiot. Like, are you serious?" But then for some reason, his defiance seeps into me. And when he knocks on my window in the back, "Sir, are you high?" "No, I'm just tired. I've had a really long day. And I'm just really tired. And I have something's in my eye." And he's a cop, so he knows how to smell bullshit from a mile away. And so he's also very smart because he asks us all to get out of the car and interviews us individually. So he interviews my friend Hirsch, the driver, first. And Hirsch is a nice Jewish boy who's very smart about these kind of things and just basically admits, "Yes, officer, I was high. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a disrespectful person, but please forgive me." We don't know this at this time. So he interviews Max. Max continues with his, "If you look at my bag, I'm going to sue you." I continue with, even though I'm sure my eyes look like you splattered tomato juice all over them, I continue, "I was tired." And the other guy, he didn't have anything on him, so he was just like, So they individually interview us. And then finally, when it was over with, they have us all sit down on the curb. And the only thing I remember about this period of time is that despite the fact that we all know we're royally fucked, I can't stop staring at the cop lights. And somebody else was saying how, I don't know if it was one of you over there, saying how when you have one thing going on, there's like seven cops. It's like, "Oh my God, there's something going on." There were like six cop cars that pulled up right that time. And like, really, it's like college students getting high. We're not dangerous. But regardless, they needed something to do. But all I remember is just looking, "Wow, look at those cop lights." So finally, he pulls us and he puts us all out in a row. And he says to Hirsch, he says, "Well, since you were honest with us, you're getting a warning. The two of you in the middle, me and Max, you guys were being assholes, and we know when you're lying because we're cops. And so you get a big fine. So I had to pay $272. To the last one, he had nothing on him, so technically he didn't get in trouble. And unfortunately for me, the officer, who, by the way, was named Officer Creamer, which I thought was just perfect. Unfortunately for me, my girlfriend at the time was coming to visit that next weekend. And when I got home, my parents, who I expected to greet me, I expected to be able to somehow like get around this big fine that was coming to me. But my when I get home, I see my parents basically looking at me like, if your girlfriend wasn't coming right now, we would kick you out of the house. Because that's basically what it felt like. So that was a very awkward 4 months, and I was very guilty. So moral of the story, don't smoke weed in suburban Philadelphia. Those cops are vigilant beyond belief. Thank you.